An oil company gets fined billions of dollars for environmental cleanup. It's not BP this time, it's Chevron.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A judge in Ecuador has ordered U.S. oil giant Chevron to pay $9.5 billion for contaminating rainforests and rivers there. Let's get the latest now from our Marketplace Sustainability Desk reporter, Eve Tro. Good morning, Eve.
Hi, Jeremy.
So give us some background here. Why is Chevron being punished?
Well, this case goes back 17 years. Villagers in northern Ecuador sued Texaco, actually, for pollution in the 90s. They said decades of oil drilling and refining made them sick and ruined their land and water. When Chevron bought Texaco in 2001, the case was still unresolved. I spoke this morning with Nick McGregor. He's an oil analyst with Redmayne Bentley. He says if the ruling holds up, Chevron definitely owes Texaco's bill. He also said any settlement in Ecuador would be historic.
Not that many years ago, if you spilt oil in the developed world, yes, it would cost you a lot of money. And if you spilt oil in more remote parts of the world, you know, you just walked away from it or, you know, bunged someone a few dollars to keep quiet and left it.
And Eve, what is Chevron saying? What's their argument?
Well, Chevron does plan to appeal. It's been collecting evidence for years with pen microphones and other spy tactics that there was corruption in this case. A U.S. district court judge said he'd move to block enforcement of the ruling, as did the international court, The Hague. But the judge in Ecuador says if Chevron doesn't agree to pay in 15 days, he's going to double the settlement to $19 billion.
All right. Marketplace's Eve Tro from our sustainability desk. Thanks, Eve.
Thanks.
Well, to the world of daily deals now, companies like Groupon and Living Social are loading in the venture capital dollars with a Mack truck. And now a lot of other web entrepreneurs are trying to get into the game. Fab.com now has a gay-oriented coupon every morning, and there'll be one for foodies soon at Daily Gourmet. So are we nearing a daily deal overload? Mitchell Hartman has the story from the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Caroline McCarthy at CNET checks out as many online discount coupon offers as she can. It's her job.
There are really just too many to keep track of.
McCarthy likes the New York restaurant offers she gets from niche sites like Blackboard Eats. There are now daily deals for guns and ammo, pole dancing, cigars, wine, vintage T-shirts.
When you get something very, very niche, you risk just running out of potential customers.
But Jody Samuels thinks going after one of those narrow niches will be the ticket to her success. Her site, JDeal, offers up all things Jewish.
We offer products that they can't get anywhere else. A deal in a kosher restaurant is just not something another daily deal site offers.
You definitely are in danger of being overloaded by daily deals.
Yankee Group technology analyst Carl Howe says five a day is probably the max. Then consumers get turned off, meaning many of these sites won't survive. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up slightly in Europe right now. China said today inflation rose to about 5% in January thanks to a 10% increase in food costs. And another big company calls it splits. Marriott International will spin off its timeshare business from its hotel management division. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 5 points to close at 12,268.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Reputation.com, helping businesses and professionals monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
It's spring. Okay, it's not really spring yet, but it is spring training season for Major League Baseball teams. The St. Louis Cardinals start tomorrow, and their star slugger Albert Pujols hopes tomorrow is the day he becomes the highest paid player in baseball. He wants $30 million a year. As Adam Allington reports from St. Louis Public Radio, some are wondering if that's just too much.
Albert Pujols has 1 year left with the St. Louis Cardinals, but he's given them the deadline of tomorrow to get a much fatter new contract. Otherwise, he's going to be a free agent. Pretty much everyone in baseball thought that the Cardinals and Pujols would come to terms. Now it looks less and less likely. From the get-go, the first baseman has said he won't talk about contracts during the regular season.
You know, do you want to bring all that into the clubhouse all year like you guys been doing it for the last couple of years? No. So, I mean, I think that's more important to me than anything else.
He doesn't want to talk about it, but if Pujols does hit the free agent market this fall, be prepared for a bidding war to end all wars. Nearly everyone agrees that Pujols deserves the richest contract, which means topping A-Rod's deal for 10 years and $275 million.
But I put an asterisk next to that because it's with the Yankees.
Mike Bauman is a writer for MLB.com.
The Yankees are basically on a different financial planet than the other 29 franchises, and I'm not sure that it's a fair measurement of what anybody's worth.
Word is that Pujols wants to be baseball's first $300 million man, but Bauman says giving Pujols a New York contract with St. Louis dollars is a huge risk.
You have less room to maneuver in terms of your other salaries and less ability to amass a lot of talent around this one great player. I mean, those are the harsh realities.
Pujols' logical destination would be a big-money team like the Yankees, but right now they're not in the market for a first baseman. Still, Pujols is going to have a lot of suitors. And over at the St. Louis Sports Zone bar, diehard Cardinals fan Matt Barnhart says he could live without Prince Albert.
Oh, I'll go to the games, yeah. It's just they better take that money if they don't go get him and go get two more players to fill that gap. Otherwise, there's going to be a backlash.
Especially if Pujols signs with the Cardinals' arch-rival, the Chicago Cubs. If that happens, Albert Pujols' jerseys will be burned. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
Well, after a story like that, you might think the economy is going gangbusters and the job market is back in full swing. But here is one 30,000-foot view that tells a different story. Yesterday, Southwest Airlines gave job seekers a two-hour window to apply for flight attendant positions. According to the Dallas Morning News, the Southwest Airlines website was completely overwhelmed. One applicant said she was on three different browsers and two separate computers and couldn't get her application through. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Leaders across the Arab world are trying to fend off revolution. Some are handing out food subsidies, others just cold hard cash.
We'll help them to go to the malls to do some shoppings, but that's not going to change their political attitudes towards the government.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Loyalty, but at what price? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.